So what will look different? First off, the style show is outdoors, right?
It's outdoors and it's much reduced in size.
Okay, and it's multiple showings, I think.
We're going to do four showings starting at 11:30, 12 o'clock, 12:30, and 1 o'clock. And the real big difference is the luncheon will be to go and the style show will be free.
Okay.
You just kind of pop down and watch and grab a lunch and go.
So
that'll
make it easier access for people because it's something that sells out pretty quickly.
Yeah, and, you know, it was still pretty crowded with 150 people in the hall. And, you know, you sit for an hour and a half and you get a little edgy. And so we're hoping that this will be maybe a change that we'll pay attention to later.
Okay, sounds good. So just show up for that. You don't have to sign up or anything or get a ticket?
Correct.
Okay, all right.
And you can bring your own chair if you want to hang a little bit. It's the weather's, knock on wood, supposed to be nice.
Yep.
No rain showing on the thing right now.
We'll keep our fingers crossed for that forecast to hold up.
And we'll have our festival shrimp salad that we always have and a roll and cookies, several cookies, in a bag all ready to go for $10. We unfortunately will have water for sale, but not coffee or juice because, again, less handling and less to put up with outside.
Sure.
We're going to turn extension cords all over the place.
That makes sense.
The models will be discussed. They'll be underneath the little red tent, and Glorianne will be the MC. And we'll have a map there to show, have the models point to where their costume is from. And the goal is to try to have 12 members, models from all different areas. Nobody doubled up.
Okay.
So it'll be a real spread out, good-looking deal.
Good representation of different Bunad or...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, great. And then the coffee house on Saturday, that is going to be inside. It's one of the few inside events. No, it's an outside event. Okay.
It also is an outside event starting at 10 a.m. and it will go till 1 o'clock or till they're sold out. We will have both the plates of cookies. We'll have a large cookie plate and a small cookie plate all wrapped and ready to go. The cakes, which we don't want to wrap until we're sold because it kind of deflates the whipping cream and messes things up when you start stacking stuff. And so that'll be a little bit of a, you know, fancy cut, clean the knife off, slide it onto a plate, present it, make it kind of a little bit of a theater there.
Okay.
And then my team, which I'm responsible to, is the open face sandwiches or the smørbrød, as we call them. And we call ourselves the Smørbrøds. But we're just going to do three styles this year. Normally we do seven or eight, but this year we're just going to stick with the egg salad with lox and chives, the halibut with lemon and cucumber, and the roast beef with caramelized onion, pickle, and a heart-shaped beet. And those will also be on plates. We'll do combination plates. We'll do some that like with two egg. The next one might be two halibut, the next one might be two roast beef, or then there might be a combo plate with all three on it. We're kind of playing up by ear on that one.
Okay.
But yeah, and we'll have a cashier tent. It'll be separate from the red tent that the food will be under and the models. And they'll have not only the cash box, but the cookbooks, ornaments, bumper stickers, and our new coffee mugs with an image by Pia Riley Rogers that we're selling this year.
Oh, great. So all of it out of the Boyer Weekon Park.
Yep, I'm sorry to say that, but even rain or shine, we will be out there.
Okay.
We just have to protect our neighbors and our friends and ourselves until we find out how all this works out.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Anything else to highlight about this year?
Well, Soot na Mai is always a great time, and I hope nobody sits at home thinking that they're going to miss it by not coming out at least to partake or drive by in a car and wave their flag out the window. I mean, you know, you can take part as little or as much as you want and be as safe as you can be. And that's what we're all hoping for.
And it's exciting just to think that it's happening again. Last year,
nothing.
Nothing.
Last year, we actually, because KFSK at 2 p.m. played Yavi Elsker on the air, my neighbors and I were standing on our porches singing to the air. And that was kind of fun. But we don't have to do that this year. I think we're smart enough now that we know how to do things and we can maybe all celebrate together, but carefully.